So I go down this road for a while, and soon I come to a huge, huge building. And it's got a door on it. It's got a doorknob, and above the door it says, "Striving to be all God wants me to be." Yeah, yes, that's right. Striving to be all God wants me to be. I want to be all God wants me to be. I'm here now. I'm going to do it this time. And there's a doorknob. And the doorknob says self-effort. And I look at that and I go, well, of course. I mean, I've got to care now. I've got to do my part. I've got to get fired up. And God helps those who help themselves. And there it is. And I open the door and I walk in. And a hostess walks over to me. And she says, "Hi, welcome to the Room of Good Intention." I say, "Hi. Hi, this is great. I think I found my place, the sold-out people I want to be with. How's everybody doing?" And all of a sudden it gets quiet, and almost as one voice, the people in the room say, "We're doing fine, fine, we're fine." Fine as fine can be, just fine, fine. Kind of liquid, we have a couple commodities working through, we're kind of having some divergency resource renewal right there. We're doing fine, fine, things are clicking tight, family's good, we're all doing fine, just fine as fine can be. That's who we are, fine. And then the hostess says, "And how are you?" And I say, thanks for asking. I've been struggling a little bit. I'm having some things. I mean, I think things are going to be better now that I'm here with you people, because you guys are fired up, and this is what I want to do, and I'm excited. And this is, but I feel like sometimes I want to do things a little bit, you know. That, and she goes, and she hands me a mask. And I look at the people in the room, and they all go, and I put the mask on, and I say, "I'm sorry, fine. I'm doing just fine. Thank you." I'm in the Room of Good Intentions, and as I walk back to the back of the room, I see a banner, and the banner says that I am working on my sin to achieve an intimate relationship with God. Yeah, that's right. See, that's what it's always felt like. That's what's been wrong. There's been this sin. It feels like when I'm talking to God or trying to talk to God, like he's way over there and I'm here and sin's between us. That's what's been wrong. And now, because I'm in a group that's fired up and we're going to get things going, I can shrink that. I can make that. I'll work on it. But as weeks turn into months, I start to notice some things. Many in this room are starting to sound cynical and they look kind of tired. They're working so hard. Many seem alone, and if you catch them off guard and they don't think anyone's watching, you see unbelievable deep pain in their faces. And then I find that I'm starting to think differently. I'm no longer as relaxed here. I have this nagging anxiety that if I don't behave well, if I don't control my sin enough, I'm going to be on the outs with everybody in this room and probably with God. But the more time I spend in the Room of Good Intentions, the more disappointed I feel. And gradually I start to realize that the path of pleasing God turns into, what must I do to keep him pleased? And eventually I can't breathe. I'm so tired. And I stumble out. And I go back to the middle and I come to the fork in the road again. See, the Room of Good Intentions has this problem. It reduces godliness to this formula. More right behavior, I'm doing great things, less R movies equals godly man. And that's everything but biblical. And so now I'm back here at the crossroads again. And I come over to this one. Trusting God. Is there another road? Man, this one, it seems so less heroic than the other road. A bit ethereal and vague. Doesn't give me anything to do other than trust. See, I get used to hearing that to get what I want, I have to sell out, care more, get on fire, buck up, shape up, do the tighten up. I got to do all those things. But I don't have a choice. It's all that's left. So limping, I walk down this road until I finally come to a huge room again. And there's a door. And above the door, there is this statement. It says, "Living out of who God says I am." Whatever. There's some words. Living out of who God says I am. And then I see a doorknob, and on the doorknob it says humility. And now things start to make sense. Everything closes in because I've tried so hard, so stinking hard. And I walk into this room, another crowded room full of people. And a hostess comes and greets me. And she says, "Welcome to the Room of Grace." And I answer tentatively because I have already been in a room before. And I say, "Thank you." And she presses and says, "How are you?" And I feel like I've been here before. So I say, fine, I'm pretty fine. Who wants to know? And the room stays quiet. Well, now I'm mad because I feel judged. So now I say and I yell out, all right, listen, everybody, I'm not fine. I haven't been fine for a long time. I'm tired and confused and afraid. I feel guilty and lonely. I'm sad most of the time. I can't make my life work. I'm so far behind and befuddled about what to do next, it leaves me frozen most of the time. And if any of you knew half of my daily thoughts, you'd want me out of your little room. So there, I'm doing not fine. Thanks for asking. And I reach for the doorknob to walk out of the room when from the back of the room I hear this voice yelling, that's it? That's all you got? I'll take your confusion and guilt and bad thoughts and I'll raise your compulsive sin and chronic lower back pain. And the hostess nudges me and says, I think he means that you're welcome here. And there is much warm laughter as I am ushered into a sweet family of kind and painfully real people. And there is not a mass to be seen anywhere. I'm in the room of grace and there is a banner on the back wall. And I'll think about it in a little bit, but right now I just read it. It says, standing with God, with my sin in front of us, working on it together.